In the first place, I just want you to introduce yourself.
My name is Geoffrey Omari. I'm the acting treasurer general of Water Employees Trade Union of Malawi, and I am also the general secretary of Water Employees Trade Union of Malawi Blantyre Water Board branch.
Mr. Omari, Blantyre Water Board is one of the companies that some people or the government wish to privatize. And it seems the trade union there and other organizations are against it. But according to the proponents of the privatization of Blantyre Water Board, it seems privatizing Water Board will bring in new investment and, of course, better management. Why are you against it?
In fact, Blantyre Water Board and the Lirongo Water Board were earmarked for privatization by the year 2004. But because we as a union, we were very much against it, and the government changed tune now. It is not privatizing Blantyre Water Board and the Lirongo Water Board anymore. But there is what they call water sector reform, in which the non-core business of the water boards are being given to the private hands. So as a union, we are still concerned because we are going to lose membership and there are going to be some retrenchment to our members. To say about the investment, I think the government is the one which is supposed to be responsible enough to invest to its people. And as we all know, water is life. And it is the responsibility of the government to protect life of the people. And it is the government which is supposed to invest into these water boards so that they are functional.
In the first place, as you said, the water boards were earmarked for privatization some 2 years ago. Why do you think this happened? Why do you think this company is being privatized?
I think in the first place is the pressure from the World Bank, you know. The World Bank is forcing the government to privatize some of these companies, some of these organizations. I think it is pressure from the World Bank which made the government of Malawi to think of privatization of water sector. And just because we, the union, and some other NGOs and some stakeholders stood up and said no to privatization of water, and the government changed, and now they are saying they are not going to privatize the water sector. But we are very mindful of the fact that they are going to lay off some of non-core business of water sector, in which we are going to lose our membership, and also retrenchments will lose that.
If this privatization goes on, or what they are calling reforms goes ahead, who do you think will benefit from it?
I think if the reforms were to be carried on, both the organization and the government would benefit, because with those reforms, only those sectors which are not core business of the boards will be in the private hands. By doing so, we believe those areas which were weak will be pulled up, and it will work in the end. I think the operations of the boards will improve.
Do you believe that indeed, what in the first place? What are those areas that they say they are not the core business of the water board that they're trying to reform or to get rid of?
You know, the duties of the water boards is to get water, for example, Blantyre Water Board is to get water from the Shire River, treat it, and then distribute it to different places in the city of Blantyre. And the board feels that the duty to have the water treated and then distributed is the core business of the boards. But for example, meter reading, you know, security, motor vehicle workshop maintenance, and things like that are not the business of the boss. So they are thinking of, you know, having those areas privatized.
Who are or who were your allies in the fight against the privatization of your institution?
We, as the union, we had some NGOs who were on our side, and even some union members from other sectors. For example, our umbrella union, the MCTU, was with us when we were fighting to stop the privatization of water sector.
What actions did you take, or to the reforms? What actions are you taking to ensure that maybe the interests of the workers that are to be laid off are really addressed?
Yeah, in fact, what we are doing at the moment is to make sure that we move together with management when they want to take this non-core business into the private hands. We should, as a union, be fully involved and make sure each and every step they take, we are together, so that the retrenchment package which will be given to our members will be a reasonable one. And on top of that, we are trying to make sure that whoever comes in to take some of these positions should be able to recruit some of our members so that they don't lose their jobs. This is what we are doing.
There's been this wave of privatization. What do you think is the alternative, or what is the alternative to privatizing your institution? What can be the alternative?
I think the most important thing as an alternative is to make these water boards autonomous. By that I mean that the boards should be able to stand on their own. The government should be able to give in resources to the boards so that they can be able to stand on their own. I think the most important thing is to make these water boards to be autonomous. They are supposed to stand on their own. They are supposed to make their own decisions. And on top of that, the government is supposed to pump in funds so that the boards are able to operate without hiccups, as it is happening at the moment.
Thank you very much. That was a go, boss.
Let him be.